It is a gift from you.
A gift from the gods. Here we are on the Good Day program again. Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden. We're here to do our best to make this the best day so far this week. I don't know how that works for you, but if you're into having a good day, Wednesday the 29th, Jennifer,
hey man, it's Wednesday,
is not here. Already it's Wednesday. Two more days left in the month. Then it's July 1st and the 4th of July weekend. How's your attitude today? You will determine your attitude. You can respond either with a thumbs up or with a thumbs down to the circumstances that present themselves to you, but it is how you respond to your circumstances that will determine whether you have a good day or not. Facing any challenges today? Are you facing important challenges? And how do you define important challenges?
You always used to say, you know that guy that's always happy, always walking around whistling and always, I hate that guy.
Whistle while you work.
You got to be that guy, man.
Yep. Got to be that guy.
Got to be
or
that guy.
Or that girl, that woman. So Jen Jen is, where is she in Texas?
She's in Denver.
Denver. Okay, Denver. So she's gonzo for a couple of days. Roberta Fasinelli, who spends a lot of time with us every day, is gonzo. Richie and I, the testosterone festival begins.
No, I don't think so today.
Oh, you're not going to be that way?
I'm going to play the part of Jennifer.
Okay. No, I want you to play the part of Pierre, as a matter of fact, because this is the anniversary of Vincent van Gogh's Le Port de Tiquoile being bought for $20 million at an auction in London. A famous French collector, Pierre Piant, bought the Van Gogh Le Port de Tiquoile.
Van Gogh, I do not understand this guy.
Excuse me, how's that?
He gets mad at someone else, and he cuts his own ear off.
Uh-huh. Making a statement, Pierre. What about you? What do you have that we can cut off your nose, your ears?
I would cut the other guy's ear off.
He would have.
How stupid.
How about cutting your eyebrows?
That would make me look like Telly Savalas.
Good job there. All right, 10 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program.
My son's asking me the other day. He goes, why'd he cut his own ear off? I don't understand, Daddy. I'm like, neither do I, buddy.
Well, listen, you don't have to understand everything in order to be able to tell the story anyway, Richie.
Yeah.
So here's the most annoying story of the week so far. The TSA, yesterday, this thing started to take on a life of its own. And today, more so, the Transportation Security Administration, for those of you who have been under a rock for a couple of days, up for another round of bad publicity. Over the weekend, a Florida woman complained that TSA agents had forced her 95-year-old mother in a wheelchair to remove her soiled adult diaper. She had peed in her diaper, and they wouldn't let her go through security because they weren't sure what the liquid was in her diaper. Nice job with the very handy. Anyway.
You're getting a call, Doug.
I just got that, Richie. Thanks very much. Remove my adult diaper, please. The lady's name is Lena Reppert, flying to Michigan to spend her final days with her friends. If you get the pun, it was a wee bit embarrassing. Get the pun?
A wee bit.
Yeah. She had... she peed in her diaper. So the...
That's what they're there for.
The diapers?
Yep.
Yeah. So this is idiocy to the nth degree as far as I'm concerned. What about you? 800-510-8255. I think we followed this on Facebook yesterday, Rich.
We did.
What kind of...
let me go see.
Was it cruel? Idiotic? Just too much? What about the TSA? Did they have any intelligent people there at all?
But they're denying it, right?
Oh, of course. Right. They didn't do it. No. What they're denying is they did anything wrong. They were just following procedure.
Right.
That's what they said. And, of course, we're worried about Depends bombers. This is an egregious example that it suggests that Al-Qaeda won. And they have.
So let me play the devil's advocate.
Sure, Richie. Help yourself.
You know,
as
soon as we decide, hey, listen, all elderly people with adult diapers on are off limits to be able to search.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to be targeting as far as planting all the bombs?
Rich.
All of the bombs.
Yeah.
We've seen the attempts.
When have we taken a bomb? When has the TSA refused or taken
anything? The TSA hadn't taken anything.
Yeah. Right.
But okay. People have gotten through. Why do you think we take our shoes off today?
Well, they've
because that guy
they do.
That tried to light the bomb on Christmas Day, and
right. But the TSA didn't find him.
No. The passengers overtook him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the TSA doing?
The devil's advocate is going to say, as soon as we start saying you're not allowed to search this person, it's oh my goodness, little kids, elderly.
Yeah.
Who do you think they're going to start using as the mules?
Yeah. Where is there any example or proof of that happening when it comes to planes? Certainly, young
you
children
see it all
have
the time
been used.
In the Middle East.
Yeah, but not in planes.
All the time.
You have not seen it in planes.
Just
you've
a matter
seen
of time.
The kids.
Wow. It's coming.
Sorry.
One day, it's going to be here.
No sale.
They're going to be using small kids and elderly people to blow up our planes in the skies. No. And we're here to protect you from them,
yeah.
Mr.
Oh,
Stephan.
That's what they're going to say, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. That's what they're going to say.
This diaper is a perfect place to hide the explosive devices.
Right.
It's it. It is. It's perfect.
Perfect. Yep.
Yep. I'm protecting you.
Yep. Sure you are.
You sleep better at night knowing that I'm here for you.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah, I do. Yeah, much better at night.
But it's an argument, and it's going to be
made. Of course.
Made.
Yep. It's a stupid argument, but
no,
it's an argument. Yeah,
it's not a stupid argument.
Yeah. They're all stupid.
It's, no. Yeah. It's not a stupid argument. It is just something that we don't want to accept. Okay. Listen,
we don't
want
to accept
if we are going
that
to be,
they haven't done anything. We
well, we have to decide.
$36 billion since September 11th.
Right. Right. We have to
they
decide.
Done? Okay. You and I have to
how
decide.
Much of our freedoms do we want to give away in exchange for the possibility of getting another hit?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to give away all of our freedoms and know that we're safe or hope that we're safe?
Yep.
Or do we want to give away none
what
of our freedoms
Benjamin
and
Franklin
accept the possibility
said?
That this could happen again?
What did Benjamin Franklin say?
Those who give up freedoms for
security have neither.
We have neither. Right?
Yep. I don't think we have too
and
many
that's
people.
That's the camp I'm in.
What? The Benjamin Franklin camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, listen, I'm not going to live under a rock in a life of fear. God, I hope that we are able to never have to see what we saw, you know, September 11th again. But
yeah.
You know what? Rather than us all living in fear and a country that turns into like a security state,
yeah.
I don't want to live there.
Mm. Well, that's what you're doing. 800-510-8255. There is some talk today on the boards, the Facebook pages, Al-Qaeda and the breast implant bombers that they're trying to give women breast implants and put bombs inside of them.
Hey, if somebody's going to blow me up, I'm happy to have her have large breasts.
Yeah. 800, right. Explosive breasts.
Explosive.
800-510-8255. So, James, what did they do?
Yes, sir. I heard the other day that they caught one of the terrorists. He was dressed in a burqa, and he was dressed like a woman.
He's a terrorist? How do we know he was a terrorist? What was he going to do?
Well, they identified him as one.
As one
and,
terrorist? What by
yes,
name?
Sir.
Was he on the watch list?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what, Doug?
Where was this?
I'm going to say
well,
that any
that's
guy...
what Richie's saying is that, you know...
Let's get to the point. James, do you think what the TSA has done, never mind this one incident with the lady we're talking about, the children, do you think that was it last week or the week before when they patted down a three-month-old? That was, I think, the week before last.
Yeah,
right?
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, so how much of this stuff do we need to endure, James? What's appropriate for you?
Well, it's a feeler. They're feeling everything out. Mm-hmm. Plus, the people with the TSA are getting away with saying, look, we're not, you know, what's it called when you profile? We're not profiling people.
No,
right. So that's what they're getting away with.
Right.
They're saying, we're not profiling people. We just patted down an
eight-year-old
white lady with a diaper.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And that's what the complaint probably is. And, you know, like, I don't know. I heard that they're not patting down people with burkas.
Mm.
So now they're using the burkas, you know, the religious garb, and they're dressing as women. And Richie's right. All they're doing is putting their feelers out there, and what they can get away with, they're going to try and get
away
with.
How do you figure that they're putting their feelers? The Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with this 95-year-old woman going through security.
Yes, but they're not profiling. That's what they can say. They're not profiling. See, we didn't profile. We did a 93-year-old lady.
Okay, I think they should be profiling because it was anybody who's been involved in these things was a dark-skinned, big-nosed man between the ages of 18 and 41. Those are the people that ought to be profiled, not a 95-year-old woman or a 3-month-old baby. Come on.
Those people that would debate you on that would say, the Oklahoma bombing.
Richie's right. See,
where have they gone through the TSA? Where have they gone through an airport check?
No, but you cannot only look at the dark-skinned Middle Eastern people there because what about, what's his face? What's his name? That blew up Oklahoma Bobby. He was just at the
They didn't go through. They weren't getting on a plane. They parked
didn't
a
get
truck
a plane,
in front of the building.
I'm saying those who might want to hurt us.
I agree with both of you, but we went wrong in America is being politically correct.
I agree.
We still are going wrong in America being politically correct.
I agree with both of you.
Thank you. That's the intelligent thing
to
do.
And don't agree with me. I'm playing devil's advocate. I don't believe any of the stuff I'm saying. I'm just saying somebody will say this.
Yeah. What do you think about the TSA? 800-510-8255. It is 18 after on Good Day.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7. Available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. 3+ things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's dollar-stretching deals time at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means it's a great time to double your buying power with buy one, get one free offers on select quality parts and accessories for your car or truck. Shop today and save during dollar-stretching deals at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Brad's in Evansville, Indiana. The TSA, Brad, what do you think?
I just think it's a beginning of something else that's going to keep rolling out through shopping malls and Walmarts and hotels.
Where does it stop? Every time you go on... to the train, you're warned. You go into a hotel. That's right. Go to the Burger King. Better get checked out before you go through the line. Want to make sure you don't have any bombs. Is this at what point?
You know, one of the things I do like about the way they do it at the train is they just have the dogs, and everybody has to walk by the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing invasive about it. There's just a dog there, and the dogs. You cannot walk on the train without walking within 10, 15 feet of the dogs, and they will see you.
The internet outcry continues, and ours as well, at 800-510-8255. A complaint has been filed, as well it should have been. 21 after on Good Day.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Disturbing story. According to CBS News, a suicide bomber blew himself up. Luckily, killed only himself. No one else. No, this guy blew himself up after stuffing a pound of explosives and a detonator up his rectum. No, that's not just a heinous crime. That is an anus crime. Okay? No, that is worse.
The guy just blew his ass up.
I hope it's ugly. Having bombs in their buttocks, huh? I mean, it's bad enough you got to take off your shoes at the airport, huh? Go be back and through the metal detector.
See?
There you go. That's what it is.
That's right.
Too much government.
Bend over.
800-510-8255. Advocates of big government always claim noble motives, Richie, rather than admitting that they want Big Brother to control your life.
We're doing
it for
you. Of
course, for your own good.
That's right.
The most common
give me more money so I can protect you
is that they want to protect children.
Oh,
and if you disagree, it's for the children.
That's right.
If you disagree, you must dislike children.
That's right.
The latest example comes from several federal agencies that do not have the authority to regulate what we eat, but they have issued voluntary guidelines at school for children. Some of them started at the end of this past school year, and now the school year is over. They're working to memorialize what they want in documents that will take effect with the beginning of school this fall. So beware. Look out. There are other things that are changing, too, by the way, when it comes to school. Your child's school bus may have seatbelts in it when they go back to school this fall.
Yeah, we know that where that one sits with you.
Well, I am bothered. There's a lot of information today floating around. The feds are doing an investigation of bus crashes and what causes bus crashes and why people get killed and whether or not if children in the school bus, for example, are wearing seatbelts or some kind of restraint, will they be better off? However, as is the case, in most of these things, especially when it comes to school buses, there are no limit to the number of experts around who don't know anything. Nothing. Putting seatbelts in school buses is the dumbest thing you could possibly imagine. Because now that the feds have required that there be, I think it's 40 inches, maybe 36 to 40 inches of padded seat back, nobody can see what's going on. If there are elementary students in the bus, you can't see from one seat to the next. And in places where there has been a law or a requirement by the local school board to put seatbelts in buses, they have found in this survey, in this community, six out of 12 of the students on this small minibus used the seatbelts as weapons to whack other students.
Six out of 12?
Six out
half
of 12.
Half of the kids.
Half of the kids used the seatbelt, the buckle.
Where's that, Detroit?
No, actually, this is in Texas, matter of fact. Yeah, well, Detroit.
Oh, my God.
It's
a rough neighborhood.
Yeah. So, you know, well, we don't have that happening in cars, so why can't we expect the same thing?
Is that an elementary school bus or a prison bus?
No. Yeah, well, that's the thing, see? What do we need? These people are sort of well-intentioned. Designers of modern school buses are not trusting of squirmy children to use seatbelts properly. They say there is a new system called compartmentalization. They want to lock the kids in. They want to put a cage.
Lock them up.
At the end of each of the rows of seats. So you have three children in a seat and you lock them in. They're going to lock. You know how the roller coaster ride is?
Yeah, like a ride.
So they
want to
do the kids in the school bus.
Sure.
Visualize that. How's that work for you?
Please keep your arms in the ride at all times.
Yeah. So let's see here. There are 400,000 school buses used every day, carried by 24 million children to school, over 4 billion miles a year. Six children on average die in bus accidents every year. So for those six, is it appropriate to put a cage in? You want your child caged in? How's that say with you? Cage your child into the school bus. And the cost, by the way, is pretty prohibitive. One district in Texas, again, that's where all this activity seems to be taking place, said it would cost them $117 million
really?
To retrofit their buses.
Really? Are you going to squabble over a couple million dollars to save your kids?
Yeah, that's right. Richie's playing the devil's advocate again.
No, I'm not. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah, I know you are. But it gets to be that silly. More big government.
I don't buy the seatbelts as weapons argument, though.
What do you mean? There have been any number of studies, including ones done by the Transportation Department themselves.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
I just couldn't imagine that.
The costs far exceed any benefit that could come as a result of this. Just bad form. All right, Richie, would you like me to give it back to you now?
No.
You don't want me to give it back to you?
No, I don't.
You want me to keep it and not ever give it back to you?
That's right. Well, eventually.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, I think that is of that. It's just more, I figure it's the same as the TSA and other things here. Voluntary guidelines. We'd suggest to those who are running school buses, if you want to continue to get education funding from the federal government, you put a cage on the seats of the school buses.
I love how they hold that over your head.
Yeah, exactly. It's your money.
Otherwise, we'll cut your funds off.
Right. That's it. And it may hurt. Ah! Half past on Good Day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Federal government, state governments, even local governments are in collusion with the news media, and that the news media is about the business of scaring you seems to be part of what we've accepted as well. For example, was it yesterday or I think it was yesterday, newspapers and media in general, news media in general in the morning were all full of these stories about Iran test firing their new missiles. So that they can, along with the Syrians, aim them at the Israelis. Saber-rattling at its finest. 10 days of missile tests aimed at targets at sea. This was a secret network before, Richie. Underground missile silos all over Iran. Mm-hmm. They are for defensive purposes only. So they say. But we know better than that. So if you imagine being an Israeli and living in Israel. Remember when I went over there, I was talking about how they drive? They're always looking everywhere for the guy next to them to bump into them and blow them up. What a way to live your life. You want to live like that here? That's basically where we're going. 800-510-8255. Talking about the TSA and other governmental agencies. Feds want to make sure the school buses are safe. Let's see, what else have we got going on this week? Make sure your food is safe. Everything. You have no reason to think anymore because the government's going to take care of everything. The nanny state.
That's right.
Whoopee. 800-510-8255. Greg, listening in El Paso to one of our favorites, KTSM. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. So what do you feel? What's your experience? What have you had to go through in the name of protection in your own existence?
Well, if you look, going through the airport and, you know, pulling off shoes and everything, and I mean, that's become the norm for us.
Yeah, we've become used to it. Yeah, we're used to it now.
And I was telling the screener that one of the things I think that people probably don't consider, or maybe somebody does, is that what if TSA actually picked the 95-year-old lady on purpose? You know what I mean? Because there were a lot of complaints about the procedures used and how invasive the searches were, privacy being risked and everything. And then what if they picked her? Because if you pick a 95-year-old woman, it's kind of like everybody, nobody would care as much if it was a man. But a 95-year-old woman, it kind of shocks the conscience. And you kind of get it in your mind that if a 95-year-old woman, they searched through her adult diaper. I mean, none of the rest of us should have a complaint. You know what I mean? If we accept that, I mean, it's kind of like pushing the envelope.
Yeah.
And I think that's where that particular thing probably is going, and I don't know if anybody thought of that.
He's got a good point. Yeah, no. Hey, listen, let's push it to the edge, and then they'll accept that. We'll get a little bit of blowback, but then it'll blow over, and then it'll become more acceptable, and within the next year or two, we can search anybody we want, and nobody will say anything.
Yeah, it's part of what we already accept way too much because we don't think, because we are not educated to think. There's no critical thinking going on in our country anymore. It's a lot of
critical thinking, but we get over it.
Nah,
we go, oh, okay, that's the way it's going
to
be.
I guess that we need to. And they'll tell you it's for your protection and you're foolish enough to buy it. Hey, Craig, thanks for the call.
And when you say foolish enough to buy it, literally,
we're paying for it. Right. Every ticket that you buy on an airplane, $5.64 is to pay for the TSA. How do you like them apples? 800, next time you get felt up, you paid $5 for it. Wasn't free. 800-510.
You get a lap dance section in the airport. 8255.
Weldon is down with the jet in Lake City. Hi, Weldon.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
A brief comment I'd like to make. Of course, it didn't take all day to say all I'd like to say, but after hearing about the 95-year-old...
I can give you your own show, Weldon.
Yeah, we can give you... We'll put you on the air. We'll make you...
Yeah.
We'll give you your own show. All right, anyway, go ahead, sir.
Okay. It would take all day to say all I'd like to say, but after hearing about them, what they did to that elderly lady with the diaper, and then hearing about patting down a 95-year-old baby, one thing about it, we do face a big terrorist threat in this country, but as far as I'm concerned, the biggest terrorist threat we face in this country is the local, state, and federal government, who, like you say, they do everything, no matter how humiliating, and it's all for your own protection.
Right. We're trying to make it safe for you. You're right, sir. Thanks for the call. Gene's in Russellville, Arkansas. Ooh. Hi, Gene.
How you doing, Doug?
All righty. How about you, sir?
Man, not too bad. I'm looking forward to my next feeling up for $5. But, hey, what I wanted to call about, Doug, right quick, was just that something y'all hadn't kind of mentioned, and it came across my mind was when the TSA was created, you know, they had to buy all of those gigantic X-ray machines.
Right.
And if I remember correctly, there was a lot of politicians' wives, I think even Hank Paulson, was on the board of or an investor in, stockholder in the company that provided those machines.
I think now that you've shaken our memories, you are correct, sir. I think there are a number of government people who have served, who have gone off or back into the private sector, who have bought stock in these various companies. I remember when the Nebraska Senator Chuck, I don't remember his last name, was a major stockholder in Diboiled, the company that makes most of the voting machines.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't remember what his name. Chuck.
You know, so why couldn't they all be working in the background now to sell the bus seatbelts or sell the bus?
Of course, right. They get the inside track. Point. Yeah. Yeah, it's one more track, the inside track.
Yep. Chuck Hagel, by the way.
All right, Chuck Hagel was the senator's name. Thank you, Richie. TJ's in Owensboro, Kentucky. Next on Good Day. Hi.
Hi, Doug. Hi, DJ.
We're okay, sir. Thanks for asking.
I just wanted to comment. Are these people that are patting us down at the airport, are they not perhaps part of the civilian police force that Mr. Obama promised to put in place? And so he's putting different agencies out there. So when it's time, he just gives them the word, and they're all where they need to be, and they start doing what he wants them to do.
We will serve no pat-down until it's time.
Right.
Are you talking about the TSA, though?
TSA, yeah. The TSA
was put in during Bush, though.
Well, but now it's manned with somebody that he put in there. You know, it's manned and being... I mean, it might not have been a bad idea, you know, at the time.
Yeah. It's a way of expanding. It may not be that specific agency, but it does bring about the civilian workforce idea, which is the way it worked in Europe when things were falling apart in the mid-30s. It seemed to be the model that a lot of people that we don't admire very much chose. Interesting suggestion and thought, TJ. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Always makes you and our connection a pretty good one. From the government gaffe department, here's the story, actually a couple of these. The families of some fallen soldiers have formed a group that basically suggests, and again, this is not a political program, but we laugh at things like this because they seem so silly. Here's a letter that was sent to the family of Colonel Patrick Collins, who was killed in Afghanistan. One of the letters came from Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington, which is where Colonel Collins lived. And, you know, you start reading the letter and Collins saying, oh, isn't this nice, Senator Cantwell had taken the time to send a letter. Well, what's their job is to acknowledge that stuff. But the letter misidentifies the soldier. It reads, please, quote, accept my warmest condolences. May your memories of Brian and the knowledge that he made a positive impact on the lives of so many serve as a source of comfort to you and your family. Now, how do you feel if your son's name is Patrick and she sends you a letter about Brian? How does that work for you?
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, there's another one that I found. I think it was Obama sent it out to him. It's the same kind of thing. And I wonder what you think about that. 800.
Sad.
It is kind of sad, right? Yeah. Some of the comments. This lady's a heartless jerk. All right, well, anyway, I don't know what's gained by reading. Say what you will about George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. They cared. Really? What do they care about? Having getting us in another war and taking care of their pals in the military-industrial complex. That's what they cared about. Anyway, I think, should we take one more call on this? Before I do, you may or may not be interested to know that Joe Lieberman and Tom Coburn, Lieberman, former Democrat, independent now, and Coburn, who is from Oklahoma, Republican, have proposed to officially change the retirement age as of next year to 67. And then in the year 2025, it goes to, I think, 69 over 12 years. So that this is a way for us to...
Got to save Social Security. Save
it one way. I think people ought to work till they're 60. People ought to work as long as they want to work.
Some people can't work that long.
That's too bad. They got to take care of themselves. 800-510-8255. Mike is in Lexington Park, Maryland. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, how about you?
Oh, very well. Good. And enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I was just making a comment about the school buses and the cages. Actually, you got me thinking about a lot of things. But I was thinking maybe that teacher a couple of years ago duct taped the kids when they weren't, you know, paying attention, maybe duct tape would save some money on those cages.
Yeah, he's got a point. Absolutely. Duct tape is the way to go with
duct
all these
tape
things.
Their mouth and their hands. You just put a piece of duct tape across the seat. You're all set. What a great idea. Mike, as Sean would say, you're a great American.
You could even solve a couple more problems. Just if you wanted to go with the uniform idea, you could make the uniforms out of Velcro. And
yeah, stick them in the seat with Velcro. Perfect idea. Why didn't I think of that? Richie, we could make a lot of money doing that.
They could fit in the desk, too. You could just put them in the desk that way with Velcro.
Yeah.
But one Velcro. Other comment.
Well, put some Velcro on the floor, and you walk on the Velcro, and if you... The teacher wants you to move. She sticks you in the corner on that Velcro that's on the floor. Yeah.
And you can do it at recess and during gym, too, and do the Velcro wall.
You're all set. Mike, you're a smart guy. Thanks for the call. All right. Don't you love all these suggestions?
I love it.
This audience is brilliant.
I love it.
800-510-8255. Speaking of brilliance, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with some medical info that you ought to know about in just a moment here on Good Day.
Live from Progressive. Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the Safe Driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The Phenomenally Humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and let's play table tennis. About 2 years ago, I had the opportunity to play table tennis on a cruise, and it was the adult championship, and quite frankly, I won twice. But there he was on another table, a sixth grader, beating everybody, slaughtering them, 21-3, 21-4, 21-5. People that were my age or older or younger could not beat him. I get up and play. He plays me. I look at him. I lose 21-15. I'm thrilled. I scored 15 points against him. Nobody else could. Well, that night, I went back into my mind and said, what can I do to beat this person? Next time we get out there, we play, I win. I win twice. I am so happy. What's the point of this whole thing? And many times in life, we see obstacles. We see people that we think they are better than us. However, if we plan, if we motivate ourselves, if we plan and tell ourselves we are going to win, we're going to execute our plan, then we will be able to overcome any challenge, be it human or physical, that's placed in front of us. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have the key to weight loss in addition to MetaFast, that story. And also, if you're following Dr. Ken on the Good Day website, you notice that he has some info there, the ban on cribs. We ought to spend a moment talking about that. But first, let's talk about something that Ken and I actually are experts on, the stomach. And whether or not I told the people earlier, Ken, that Charlotte has a piece of metal stuck in her stomach, I have been giving her probiotics. The Natron Healthy Trinity folks, pioneers in probiotics, have a probiotic for dogs, which they were kind enough to send to me, and I've been using that for Rochelle, not to get rid of this thing. I didn't know that she had a problem. She'd been throwing up, and so I brought her to the vet, and they x-rayed her, and she has a piece of metal about the size of a dime stuck in her small intestine. And so I was just thinking about that, and we're all holding a good thought for her. But it brought me back around to thinking about how smart these people at Natron are, because they've learned how to help people and your pet. And you'll find out more about that if you go to the Natron website, which is natron.com. But for people, Natron's Healthy Trinity is just brilliant. I think that's the best way to put it, don't you?
Absolutely. It's the probiotic, the healthy bacteria that we need to rev up our immune system. And we also need, all living intestines need these healthy bacteria to make sure that they absorb the building blocks they need to function properly and not have all those horrible symptoms that you have when it doesn't work right.
The pioneer in probiotics, Natron. Serious probiotic. Say it again, Doug. Take two on that. Serious probiotics for people who take their health seriously.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougSteffen.com.
Local Army-Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Technology now in the focus on Good Day. Rich McFadden and Doug, listening to Alex Goldfain along with you. He's our technology tailor. You know what the soon-to-be-released new iPhone is going to look like, Richie?
No, I haven't seen a picture.
How it will look? What, now, this is what, iPhone 5?
5.
And what about, is it 4G?
Uh-huh, it is 4G.
Now, explain, if you will, please. We were talking yesterday, you and I, before we get to Alex, about how people can find this program if they have an iPhone. There are various apps that we have, and it would be of value whether you have a 3G or a 4G. Any of the iPhones from their inception to the present models all have these apps on them, do they not?
All that have these apps available to them.
You have to download it yourself.
You go to the App Store and you get the app. You can, obviously, we have the Good Day app.
Yeah, which doesn't work very well for most people.
No, it works. It works.
Yeah.
Some people are having some problems with it. It depends on which phone you have.
Okay.
Then also, you can find us on Radiolicious.
Yeah.
Or TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio. I find that to be a good source.
Yep. And then Cable Radio CRN Network, CRN Digital, Jennifer's network has an app as well.
All right. So there you go. Plus, you can go to your computer, any computer. You can use your iPad. I've done this. You download DougStefan.com or just put in search for DougStefan.com, and you find in the listen box on the right-hand side of the homepage any of the hours from today or some of the highlights from yesterday, in the past. It's all right there. Easy to find.
And if you have a Droid, I think TuneIn Radio would be.
TuneIn Radio.
Yeah.
All right. There it is. Okay. So back to the new iPhone and how it will look. Alex explains for us in a moment here on Good Day.
It's Macy's 4th of July sale. Get our lowest prices of the season on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Hotel, and more. Get a Sealy Posturepedic or Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $397. Or a Certapedic Eurotop Queen 2-Piece Set, $497. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's 4th of July sale. Exclusions apply to store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Yesterday we talked about Android phones, so today, naturally, let's examine the rumors for the next iPhone release. As usual with Apple, there are countless rumors flying around the internet, and Apple is saying nothing. But by now, the rumors are likely honing in on an accurate set of features and details. Here's what we know. According to CNET, the next iPhone will likely be a relatively minor update over the current iPhone 4. Consider it an iPhone 4 Plus instead of an iPhone 5. It'll have a faster processor, at least as fast as the one in the current iPad 2. It appears to be set for release in September, but this can change at any moment. There will be a beefed up 8-megapixel camera with two LED flashes for better lighting. And finally, on the speculative side, the next iPhone may have a curved front glass element. Take all of this with a grain of salt. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
All right, so, Richie.
Yeah.
The study of how teenagers interact with the media has been released by, let's see, Nielsen. Nielsen did a report on how teenagers are using the media.
Really?
The heaviest mobile video viewers are those between the ages of 12 and 17. Remember yesterday we were about how the Supreme Court said you could have any kind of horrible, violent game you want, no matter
video
what your
games,
age.
Right. You can sell any violent video game to any kid you want.
And they're using these things on their mobile age. You can use it on an iPhone, or you can use it on a computer
these are,
at home.
These are for gaming. Yeah, these are for home computers.
Can't
computer
you use them? Isn't there some application for some of this stuff on iPads and iPhones? Some kind of game?
Not the ones they're talking about. The ones they're talking about, you usually play with the gaming console.
Okay. For 54% of teenagers, MP3 players are the most popular devices for video consumption. MP3 player. Sure. We use that to transfer audio data around, back and forth, don't we?
Your phones, basically. iPods and...
texting.
Yep.
Texting. The average teenager sent 3,364 mobile texts last month.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
Wearing out their thumbs, man.
Unbelievable. 59 past the hour, the Media Watch on Good Day.